Hello everyone, I'm Amanda Balbi, Managing Editor at Consultant360.com. Bariatric surgery numbers have increased over the past few years from 158,000 in 2011 to 196,000 in 2015, according to the American Society for Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery. However, there is limited evidence about the effect of bariatric surgery on opioid analgesic use, despite improvements in pain after surgery. A recent study published in Surgery for Obesity and Related Diseases aimed to determine if the use of prescribed opioids changes in the short and long term after bariatric surgery. Lead author Wendy C. King, PhD, epidemiologist at the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health, is here with us to explain her study and the results. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. King.
My pleasure to be here.
So to start, can you tell us a little bit more about your study?
In a previous study, we found that about half of patients who undergo bariatric surgery have a clinically important improvement in pain throughout 3 years following surgery. However, the proportion of patients who took pain medication of any type did not decrease substantially. And we did not specifically look at opioid use in that study, but there are several compelling reasons to do so. First, there have been several reports suggesting that many types of surgical procedures, even a cesarean section, for example, are associated with an increased risk of chronic opioid use, which is worrisome given that the U.S. is in the midst of an epidemic of opioid abuse, addiction, and overdose. Second, one of the most popular bariatric procedures, the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, is associated with an increased risk of developing alcohol use disorder, and it has been hypothesized that it may also increase the risk of opioid misuse, possibly by accelerating the rate of absorption and increasing the motivation for use. Thus, we evaluated opioid use over time and factors associated with continuing or initiating opioid use after surgery. We studied opioid use in the Longitudinal Assessment of Bariatric Surgery II, often referred to as the LAB study. It's a multi-center prospective cohort study where patients were recruited between 2006 and 2009 from 10 U.S. hospitals. We had almost 2,500 patients enroll, and they were followed with standardized research assessments for up to 7 years. We have evaluated regular opioid use, which we defined as daily, weekly, or as-needed use of a prescribed opioid analgesic medication. We also evaluated daily opioid use. Similar to bariatric surgery patients in the U.S. population, 79% of our cohort was female, and the median body mass index prior to surgery was 46. 71% of our patients underwent the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, and about a quarter underwent the adjustable gastric band. We followed patients and found that in the first 6 months following surgery, prescribed opioid analgesic use decreased from 15 to 13%. However, opioid use then began to increase, such that the prevalence appeared higher by the third postoperative year versus baseline, and continued to increase throughout 7 years to 20%. What was really interesting is almost half of patients reporting opioid use prior to surgery reported no such use at post-surgery assessments. However, among the much larger group of opioid-naive patients, opioid use gradually increased throughout this post-surgery follow-up period.
And why do you think opioid use increased 7 years post-surgery, but was relatively low at 6 months post-surgery?
That was actually a bit of a surprise. In previous studies that have evaluated opioid use in surgical populations, the increase in opioid use post-surgery has been attributed to an initial exposure during or shortly following the surgery for surgery-related pain management. However, in our study, among those who did not use opioids at the time of surgery, the proportion who did so after surgery more than doubled after the 6 months post-surgery assessment, from 6% to 14% at year 7. So we looked at many factors to try to explain the post-surgery initiated opioid use. Surgical procedure, meaning comparing the Roux-en-Y versus the band, and the amount of weight loss were not associated with chance of post-surgery initiated opioid use. However, pain was. So those reporting more pain pre-surgery and those who had less of an improvement or worsening pain post-surgery were more likely to initiate opioid use. Those on public versus private health insurance, and those who underwent subsequent surgeries, such as joint replacement surgeries or even a reversal or revision or new bariatric procedure, were also more likely to initiate opioid use. It's interesting to note that there's a contraindication to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAID use, following bariatric surgery, So some have hypothesized that no longer having NSAIDs as an option may account for the opioid prescriptions. However, in our study, stopping NSAIDs after surgery was associated with a lower risk of opioid use, while starting or continuing NSAIDs post-surgery was initiated with a higher use. And this likely reflects that opioids and non-opioid analgesic medications are used in tandem versus as alternatives to each other. It's interesting to note that most factors related to substance use disorder that we examine, such as younger age, lower income, less social support, were not related to continued or post-surgery initiated opioid use in this study. An exception that was continued benzodiazepine use, which may be suggestive of addictive behavior, was associated with an increased risk of continued opioid use. There also was an increase over time in the use of medications typically prescribed for opioid dependence. However, use of such medications remained rare throughout follow-up at less than 2%.
So instead of prescribing opioids, what are some alternatives for pain management?
There are several excellent publications addressing this issue, which I reference in our research report. These include a publication called Chronic Pain Management in the Obese Patient, a focused review of key challenges and potential exercise solutions, as well as using the CDC guidelines and tools for opioid prescribing in patients with chronic pain. Thus, I refer the listener to these resources.
And what would you say the key takeaway is for primary care providers who may often have patients presenting with pain or chronic pain?
Well, obesity can lead to joint damage and accompany pain via excess weight, and also contribute to pain through factors such as systematic inflammation and depression. And while these factors may improve following surgery, our study indicates that many patients require long-term pain management post-surgery, independent of their weight loss. Our study does not demonstrate that bariatric surgery causes increased opioid use, but it does demonstrate the widespread use of opioids among post-surgical patients, thereby highlighting the need for alternative pain management approaches, such as non-opioid medication and non-pharmacologic options in this population.
Great. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Dr. King.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
To read more about Dr. King's study, click the link below.